honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Living with an invisible illness can be so complicated, so I'm so glad to have the wonderful Jennifer Esposito back on the program. She has celiac disease. It took her years to get diagnosed, and she still is running into obstacles left and right. She's going to join us today to talk about some of these issues and what you can do and how she's handling it. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, just trying to deal with, like you said, all the fun stuff that comes along with having something that is invisible to the rest of the world. It's not an easy task.
It definitely isn't. You know, I'd love to hear about what you're going through right now. I know that you're planning a big event, and what should be a joyous time ends up being complicated because of people's ignorance. Talk to us about that.
Yes. Like you said, I'm planning a my wedding. And
congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Planning my wedding, and I really enjoy doing all the groundwork and the decorating and all that stuff and the food. And personally, I'd love to cook the whole damn thing myself, but I know I can't possibly do that. So I started looking into caterers, and I went to a few that advertise gluten-free. And when you speak to them, and you really get down to it, either they truly have no idea what you're talking about, or they say things like, oh, well, you're really sensitive. No, I can't do that. So it came to a point where I was like, well, you're advertising that you can, but you're telling me because I'm really sensitive, you really can't. Personally, I think you should take that out of your advertising because that really isn't gluten-free then. If it's kind of gluten-free, it's not gluten-free. And for a celiac who needs it to be 100% gluten-free, what are you doing about the fact that your kitchen is a cross-contamination? Do you use separate bowls? Do you use separate cutting boards? Do you have a designated area? And all of the answers across the board were no. And I just thought, this is just not okay. It's really not okay. And then I went down the road of really going to friends and family and asking, what do I do? And I have to tell you, 3 out of 4 people were like, just cater the wedding and bring something for yourself. And I thought, isn't that horrible? On my wedding, I'm supposed to brown bag it? It's like,
it's crazy.
Really not okay. Really not okay. And especially when people are advertising that they are gluten-free. It's just gotten to the point where there's such a lack of education about what celiac disease really is, what the whole gluten situation is. But again, the people that are suffering are the people that really need this food to be clean. And mind you, I was offering up my gluten-free facility that we do all of our baking in. We have a beautiful test kitchen they can cook at. And for that, they were going to charge me $2,000 extra.
What?
And I just thought,
that's crazy.
Oh. And let me tell you, $2,000 extra to cook there, transportation fee when it's about maybe 10 miles away, and a cake cutting fee of $175. And I just thought...
That makes no sense.
I just thought, wow, that's wonderful. That you see a place where you can take advantage, and you're doing so, I think it's disgusting. So I'm at the moment with caterers. And you know what? I won't go down that road. I don't care. I'll serve everybody's dessert. I don't care. I will serve everything from my bakery, and we will have cake. So,
Jennifer, let me ask you something. You're based where? Yeah. You're based in New York?
My bakery? I'm based in New York, yeah.
You would think that in New York, they would have so many, New York, LA, you would think that you guys have so many gluten-free options. But I'm wondering if that, if they don't have a dedicated facility, I'm guessing they're worried about legal issues. And that's why they're saying that they can't serve you because you're particularly sensitive or your guests. So I'm thinking, do they not want to go down that road because they're afraid of some type of legal action?
You know what? And that's absolutely fine. Everybody has for their business to be able to say what they want and what they cannot do. Then you have to take gluten-free out of your advertising because that is not okay.
I agree.
That needs to come out of your advertising. So what are we left to do? So, of course, my brain now is thinking, I have to open up a completely allergy-friendly catering service. That's where my brain goes. That's where it goes. It's like, this is
business
not okay.
opportunity.
Yeah, it's an opportunity, but it's also it's a place of just not okay. Like I said to you a while back on one of our calls, I had a real problem with someone being taken advantage of, or you know, not caring about the person next to you. And this to me is not caring about the person next to you. I come to you and tell you I have this disease. You're saying you can do it, but not for me because I'm too sensitive. I offer you up a place to cook it safely, and you're going to charge me through the roof for it? I didn't ask for this disease. It's a lot. It's a lot to take. And like you said, I am in New York. I wonder about people in small towns. What do you do? What do you do?
Oh, forget that.
Yeah, that would be really, really tough. You know, I'm thinking that these people who are advertising gluten-free are just trying to go with the fad. And I know that that fad has actually caused a lot of issues for people who have celiac, which you've talked about that. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's exactly why I say it should be taken down, because it is. And let me tell you, the person I'm speaking about is a very high up there, well-respected caterer who doesn't need to advertise that. She has her own business, is doing quite well, doesn't need to use that as a tool. So there is a huge problem with the whole fad gluten-free nonsense. And now so many articles are coming out about, you know, there is no such thing as gluten intolerance and a gluten allergy. I feel for that community.
Who's writing that?
So, oh, my God. I've seen so many people email it to me. They're saying there's no such thing. Celiac disease is correct, but the rest of it, it's really in your head, or it's just the media, and you really don't need to eat gluten-free. I feel so bad for that community, because at least I have diagnosis behind me. A lot of people don't have a test that says your villi is dying because of gluten, and they're just left in the wind, and it's so not okay. People write me all the time and ask me about this, and what I always tell them is you have to realize this money-making machine that wheat is, it's losing money day after day after day and going towards a gluten-free industry. So they're going to try and get you back. They're going to. And I always say, if you feel better being gluten-free for whatever reason, then go for it. But I have to ask you to be completely aware and sensitive to the people that need it, and that is people with celiac disease. There is no choice for us. So, it's a problem.
You know, this is Andrea, Jennifer, and I'm completely gluten sensitive, and I have what I think is called non-celiac gluten sensitivity, exactly what you're talking about. And because I don't have a diagnosis behind me, I mean, I can't eat gluten, and if I do, it affects me in such negative ways. I can't sleep all night. I've got literally pains in my stomach, and I've been tested, so I know I don't have celiac. But like you're saying, it's very important for people who really have these sensitivities. People have to take us seriously, and that's why you're right. Yeah. You have that diagnosis, but for people like us, and when people say that it doesn't exist or it's in our heads, it's absolutely ridiculous. Completely.
It's ridiculous, and it's again that invisible disease issue where just because you can't see what happens to me, just because you can't put your finger on it, you have to say it doesn't exist. But what I always tell everyone, there are money issues behind this. There's no pill anyone can sell you yet. Yep. When there is, I promise you, gluten sensitivity will be a huge issue, as well as gluten problems. But don't eat the gluten, but buy this pill. It's an issue. It is an issue.
No.
People want to eat clean food at this point.
No, we totally agree. And I know, Jennifer, you're going to be coming back on our show again, and we're out of time today, but we love having you on. It's such an important topic.
Thank
you. And the next show, we should talk about some gluten-free challenges that Naturally Savvy is going to be running. So I think that would be very interesting for you, Jennifer, too.
Great,
you can learn more about Jennifer at jennifersway.org or jennifersway bakery.com. And you can follow her on Twitter at jennifersway, J-E. Thank you, Jennifer. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis.